I feel like KD is the greatest role player of all time.
You never heard of me? Mm.
Ooh, 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 wait, no, you got it. This is gonna be a hot take right here. So let's spit.
I feel like that's gonna be the title of the video. What's the title?
This is why.
Welcome to another episode of What Now Sports Podcast, you know, the best sportcast on the internet right now. We take the hottest topics, we dissect them, we correct them, and give them to you from our perspective, baby. How I do that, Tom Reed? That
was good. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it's me and Reed today. Me and Reed, you know, doing a little, we're tag teaming right here. But we got another special guest on the podcast today. My man Scoop, so let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. It's gonna be insert applause here.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me on, man.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. So some people may know about you, Scoop, but you know, tell the rest of the What Now fans, you know, who you are, you know, your sports background, you know, anything you want to promote, you know, just tell us what you do, who you are.
Okay. They call me Scoop. My name is Dylan Harris. I ran track at UACB on the collegiate level. Ran track and played football at Statesboro High. Let's see here. I did the triple jump, the 110 hurdles, okay. 200.
Okay.
I did relay when they needed me.
Why they call you Scoop though? You say your name Dylan. Why they call you Scoop?
I mean, the name is self-explanatory. I mean, I pick him up and I put him down. You know, I get up out of there. So
you sound like me when I was in eighth grade. I did all the events too. Okay. Shagoon, I don't know if you saw that podcast. He's one of our guests previously. Mm-hmm. Me and him was on the same track team, and he jealous because I won the MVP on the team. And I only ran – that's the only year I ever ran track.
For real?
Yeah.
Why you start running?
At the time, it wasn't me. I was never a big runner. Okay. It's just like, I don't know.
Hey, you have to be mentally prepared to run track, dog. Like, yeah. Just think about it. In practice, all we do is run. Like, we do nothing else but run. Like, so – you have to be mentally prepared for that.
I mean, I grew up playing soccer, and
I played soccer too in eighth grade, bro. And I think soccer, if it's not on the same level as track, it might be a little bit worse as far as their endurance.
We gotta save that one. That's a topic we got coming up.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to hear more about your take on that. Okay.
But you know, let's keep it back. You know, so as Scoop said, we all went to Statesboro High together. Scoop, tell me, man, what was your favorite? I guess we'll start at high school. What was your favorite football memory and your favorite track memory?
Track.
Oh, man, you got something here.
Really, football is us, like just us being us. Like
you trying to G-rate this thing right now?
I mean, us is on. I ain't gonna lie to you, but we shouldn't have been, but we was, bro. We had a lot of talent, a lot of stuff like that, but we was, bro. Like,
hold on,
we were good.
We G rated on here, but keep going.
PG. G is like kids.
We were terrible, bro.
Like, that's really funny keeping that out though. That's real funny.
So like, I really didn't have a lot of good memories of football. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's see here. But we had a great, like, we had a lot of good times though. You know what I'm saying? Coach Scott, shout out to Coach Scott. DBs.
Guys, Coach Scott be like, guys, you smell that? I smell a pig coming. And Timmy said, I bet you knew.
He had a huge nose.
Are we Jonas?
So, I bet you do.
You know, I've been waiting to Joan. Like, George, Dylan, what are you doing, man?
DB.
So you were a DB?
Yes, sir. I DB was great, but I feel like I was out of position, man.
What you think you should have been playing?
Coming up, I always was dangerous with the ball in my hands. You know, I was more dangerous with the ball in my hands. You know what I'm
saying? So receiver or a running back?
I can't catch all that good. You know what I'm saying? But I can run that tater, though. Yes, okay. Sir. I can run that tater now. But for some reason, when we did a coaching change, I got moved to DB because of my build and my size and stuff like that. So they did what they wanted to do on that.
When we first started, it was
when we came from me and James.
Yeah, when you came to Statesboro, who was the running back coach then?
It was Coach Tucker, Opie.
Coach Tucker, and then the change happened. Was it partner?
Well, really, it was Coach D and Coach Tucker. Then Tuck retired after our freshman year, and then spring that going into our sophomore year. Coach D was the coach. Then he went to Kennesaw. Then he went to Kennesaw. And then it was that bald-headed dude.
No, Coach Parker. Was it Parker?
Am I tripping?
I think it was Parker.
Yeah, but either way it went. Only reason why I was at running back was because of Coach Tucker. Coach Tucker. He seen potential in me. He was like, Harris, run that ball now. That's all he always used to say. And he told my daddy one time, he never told me this, but he was like, he wanted me at running back personally type thing. Because I was at DN, bro, and I was too small to be DN. Like, I could get after the quarterback, like on some edge rushing type thing. Like, they ain't know how to use my athletic ability as well, I feel like.
Yeah, you know? I feel that. That's straight coaching.
I wish Malin was on here because we really tipped. Like, that whole – I mean, most of our coach staff, outside, like, Coach Scott, a lot of them had us in the wrong position, like.
Yeah. And Coach Scott, I don't think he wanted – he had our best interest at heart. That's one thing I can't say about him. He had our best interest at heart. And I feel like a lot of the other coaches didn't. Like, Coach Morrison most definitely had our best interest at heart. The coach from Camden, he used to always get us turned up. I've got Coach Griff.
Coach Griff. Boy, I love Coach Griff. Coach Griff was down.
He was a dog. Big Dan's.
I love Dansby. Yeah, he talked to my mom and stuff, so I still keep
okay. With Dansby. Yeah, and Coach Oglesby, CJ actually played on the teams my brother played on too, so I have a lot of love for CJ. Who else? Coach Maury, he was goofy, but I
had my moments with Maury because Maury, you know, he didn't believe me when they put me a linebacker. He didn't believe me at first.
On the dog, that's goofy. Yeah. On the dog. Let's go.
God, what are you doing? I can't say all that.
Really, all the coaches, though, you know what I'm saying? Coach P had his ways, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I feel like dedication, discipline, and determination, I still use those three things today. So I have nothing bad to say about Coach P. I feel like he didn't make all the greatest coaches' decisions. Mm-hmm. That in the third, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
That's the thing about, like, I've noticed too, like, football that don't get a lot of credit for the sport is like the life stuff that you gain from it. Mm-hmm. Like, practicing wise, like, I mean, obviously you get a lot of it in other sports too, but I feel like football is just different because, like, when you're so young and you like hurting every day and you still got to go to school, it's like when I was playing football, I hate it. Like, I'm small, so I hate it going to practice. Like, I love the games, but I hate it going to practice. And that's one thing. Go ahead.
One thing I understand now, being older, we should have held ourselves a lot more accountable. Practice and stuff. Like, we should have been like, our practices were soft, bro. Like, for real, but it's off, bro. Like, in middle school, bro, we used to get it in, boy. In middle school, bro. I wish Malin was on here because George went to Langston Chapel. So
were y'all good in middle school? Because that might be the reason.
Oh, but we was dogs.
We was. We was good when we was there.
Even Langston.
That's probably why the practices was trash because y'all feel like I wasn't gonna win anyway. So
no, like
in high school,
no, it wasn't that. It just I feel like we was kind of burnt out too.
I got
like, you. You know, when I feel like as kids, we I ain't gonna say we went too hard, but like we were really getting it in at a young age, bro. Like we were doing 3 sets of 10 on bench, 3 sets of 5 on power clean, sets of 10 on squat. I'm talking about Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 days out of the week, we're getting it in. Like our practices are like one time, bro, we blew a team out, bro. South Effingham, my 8th grade year, bro, we blew them out, bro. Our coach fussed, like he made us like, bro, he gave us HELL the whole week, bro. And even after we won, bro, like, he was on, bro. Coach Chapman was a psychopath, bro. that had us ready though. Like that had us ready for high school. Like he made some men out of us, bro. And we worked to be that good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we worked because our whole team, only person who started from the previous year was Malin. And I think Chris Reagan got some PT. Other than that, bro, all us was like coming from JV, 7th grade team type thing. So we were pretty much real deal reloaded and to what we became type thing. So,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
I mean, our last 2 years, we definitely needed that. Somebody, we needed a certain type of leadership that held us accountable. Like Chapman was that guy. He was a coach that held everybody accountable. He was edgy, pushed you to the edge. We didn't have that like our last 2 years.
I would say I was a all right virtual leader because I said it was on my mind. And the defense was slacking, I would say something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I should have had that same energy in practice as well. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have that same game time though. It's game time. Like what y'all doing? Like, and our defense was pretty good, bro. Like
we were on the field 90% of the time.
only person we had on offense, bro. No disrespect to nobody else. But I just feel like our offense wasn't ready. We were really young on offense, and only person we had was Malin.
I think it was a leadership because I think talent wise, bro, we had it there. But like when you think about the leadership aspect, when we think about the first 2 years, freshman sophomore year, we had Anthony Gore, he had Tim Key, you had all those, but we had a whole bunch of vocal. You had Colin Chance. We had vocal leaders on the team.
Colin Chance was the vocal leader.
He was a vocal leader, but when they all left.
He was the vocal leader. He wasn't he was the vocal leader.
He was our little Tim Tebow. That's exactly who he was. He was our Tim Tebow.
He was
he had Colin Chance acts just like Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, like yeah.
But once they all left, bro, you could in the time, I'm not saying none of us were talented, because the talent was there. Like we had speed, we had size, we had it there, but it was like,
you know, offense, I don't feel like we had that.
Speed. We were missing. I don't know, bro. Listen, I say it every single time we get on here. Jay's a feature back. If we just gave him the ball and let him do it, so when we had Malin, I wouldn't worry about it. I was like, he's giving it, man. Just give it to him.
But I just I don't know. I wish I would have had a ball in my hands, Joy.
Well, tell us one more about you talked about your football one. So you got any like give me some track? Yeah.
Yeah. Track, I would just say we just had a blast, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we just had a blast. Like, anybody who wanted to smoke with us, we gave it to them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm talking about far as like a team thing. Like, we knew it was Statesboro High Track, and we presented that every time we stepped on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Track meets were fun. Now, my school, I told you I only did it in middle school 1 year, and we weren't good at all. But it was fun going to track meets though, because it was just like, I think part of that was because we wasn't good, so it was like we just going out there having fun, like we weren't really good. So that's what it was. But yeah, go ahead.
You know, but I would just say the whole thing is, and then until my senior year, I've never been to state, George. Yeah. I had never been to state. My freshman year, I was too young. My sophomore year, I played. Like, I wasn't working hard. My junior year, I failed in the region track meet. Doing the hurdles, I failed.
That, I did not know that. Jeez. Yeah,
I failed, bro. I was running against Diedrich, bro. Diedrich, big.
I forgot about Diedrich.
They put me right beside him the whole time. And bro, we in Ware County, so they giving him that. Shout out to Diedrich and my boy.
But you're talking about Deidre Mills, right?
You're talking about Deidre Mills.
What he played at, where was it? Where? No,
yeah, Ware County. Yeah,
it was Ware County. Went on Georgia Tech. I don't, I'm not sure where he at right now, but
he went to Georgia Tech and then, I think he transferred or something like that. He went to some small college. Now, I think he playing the Canadian League.
Okay, yeah, about the Deidre, he doing
stuff. He was a dog, yeah.
I got out of the way. I'll tell you that.
But them boys went to state, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I went to semifinals one.
You faced DJ Dallas, too?
Yeah, he
in track?
Yeah, in track.
Yeah, I did. Deidre. I beat him in the 200.
Yeah, he was better at football, but I mean, he was skinny back then. And now they didn't beef that. I mean, they didn't fed him. Like, he'd have some mashed potatoes and stuff.
He always had like a weird build to him, though.
Yeah.
He always like he had on a QB jacket or something.
He did. He always had one. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
He always like he was ready to play.
Deidre, I just looked it up. Deidre Mills, he did. He played. He got signed to the Lions in 2021.
What? I did not know that. That's crazy.
But he didn't make the final roster, so he got cut. And then he went to the Canadian League. So yeah, he's been there since.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up though, man. Shout out to DJ.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, do you have any good memories from college track? You know, well, first off, just tell us like how was being a collegiate athlete? Like, what was
everything
that like?
Everything about it was fun, Jordan.
All right.
Everything about it.
Did you get to skip class?
Did I? He said,
what's class?
Bro, but everything about, like, it was an experience, bro. Like, I strongly suggest, even if you just go there and, like, just to go, I think everybody should go at least one semester of college, bro. It's great connections. It's a great experience. And bro, I just had a blast the whole time of there. And I went nothing but an hour away. And where I went to school, my auntie stayed there. So I was familiar with the area. So, but I just met all type of different people. I met my future wife there, like my fiance in college. So
For the audience, what school did you go to?
USCB, University of South Carolina, Buford. It's in Hardeeville, South Carolina. So the Low Country area.
School, we're gonna clip that, man. That was an inspiring little clip you had right there. It said, man, at least go one semester in college and drop some knowledge.
I strongly suggest, even if you just go to BS, bro.
We gotta stop the clip before that part.
That's what's up. So, you went to school with Michi too, right?
Yeah, shout out to Michi.
I ain't seen Michi forever.
Me either. Honestly, but it was real good. I went to school with Michi and Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine.
So, that really helped me too because I was nervous about coming to school. Like, I was like, really nervous. And my mama left and stuff like that. You know, I had to shed a little, you know.
I know what you mean. Everybody,
you know. But having them there made me comfortable though. You know, somebody from home. And then I went to school with a lot of people from Savannah too, so that kind of made me comfortable too. So, other than that though, it was cool. I really hit it off with my roommates, and I still talk to them this day. Like the first day I was there, them boys welcomed me with open arms. And one of the dudes that I was cool with in college, he went to New Hampstead, so I knew him like. The meet we went to New Hampstead, that's actually the meet that made my coach find me.
Oh.
I showed out, George. I got busy that. For real, I got busy, dog. I got first in the 110s.
Okay.
I would have won triple jump, but they kept scratching me. Their board was like this small, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'm like, come on, man. And I feel like they was cheating, too. I feel like I'm talking about George. I was jumping out of the gym, and scratch. Man, I was over there snapping. Bro, the board was lit. The keyboard is bigger than their board. This is crazy.
Do you have any? What's your most embarrassing athlete?
Football track.
Really?
Football track. What?
No, either your most embarrissing.
Most embarrassing.
Athletic moment.
You can do both if you want.
Okay, I'm gonna do both. I'm gonna do my senior year football when DJ Dallas came to the Den. Boy, look at him. When I tell you DJ Tyree, when I tell you DJ Dallas put on the show, when that boy when I on senior night, Tyree.
Hey, wait, come on. Was this the same play that was it you? Cause he juke you.
He did a lot of stuff to me. He did a lot of stuff
to me. Nah, Tobias always talking about that play. Like he take pride in getting juked by DJ Dallas.
Not pride.
At the same time, at least it was DJ Dallas. Yeah. Yeah. He having the Seahawks right now, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he started for most of the season.
Yeah, so I'm not ashamed to say that, but DJ Dallas came to the Devil's Den and showed his natural bone tail. I'm talking about his natural bone tail.
He had like 300, 400 yards total.
A lot of people has came to Statesboro High and showed out, but his performance has to be top 10.
Yes, absolutely.
Because Cam Newton came and showed out. Richard LeCount came and showed out.
Yeah.
That's the only two I can think of off the top of my head, right? Oh, Sharrett Thornton. A lot of people came in Statesboro and showed out, but he did his thing.
You remember Raekwon McMillan? He was the announcer like Raekwon
McMillan.
That was funny. DJ Dallas signed a 3-year to the Cardinals on March 14th.
Okay.
3 years.
Yeah, so he's on the Cardinals right now.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm glad he's still doing his thing, bro.
What was your most embarrassing track moment then?
Man, one time Effingham came down here, right? Effingham came down here, dog, and they were just barking. So we got to the we were about to fight them at the beginning of the meeting, all. reckless out of their mouth. So we're like, all right, let's do this 4x1 then. Let's do this. So they did 4x1, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. They got off. Them boys got off. They did their thing. I'm out here in front of my crowd, my school. I don't play. Don't nobody come to my track and act crazy like y'all. You act crazy. So he's still talking. I said, all right, bro. I'm gonna do the. I don't even do the 100, bro. But I can do the 100 because I was fast like that. I just did the hurdles because I just did the hurt. Like that's something I did since like sixth grade. So I was good at the hurdles. So I was like, nah, coach, scratch me from the 110s. I'm running 100. I'm running 100 because you keep talking crazy. Woo-woo-woo. That boy dragged me in 100. Dragged me in 100. So I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm not even running my times right. So I'm like snapping. I'm like, so Coach Lance Pumps, he said, hey, calm down. Woo, woo, woo. He was like, we in the beginning of the season. Don't let this.
It's the beginning.
Yeah. But I don't play that. I take pride in, even in football, even though we was terrible, I took pride in going in front of Statesboro and not lose, like, especially in track. Like, we don't lose on Facebook track. Like, nothing. We don't do that. All 4 years I was in track, we ain't never been sorry. We always been like that.
So did he say anything to you afterwards?
I can't remember. But I knew I was still talking trash. I'm the type of person that I don't care if you beat me or whatever. I'm still going to pop whatever. And he don't even think he made it to state. So
there you go. There you go.
I think we dropped him off at section.
All right. So we got one more before we move into the actual topics here. What do you think is the hardest sport to play?
I heard baseball. Like I heard a lot of people say baseball is really hard to play. I've never played baseball. But from my personal experience, I would have to say soccer.
Recent, that's it.
Okay, why? Why do you say soccer?
Because it's like basketball with your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like basketball with your feet. And I play goalies. And you have a ball coming at high speed at any time, any place. And you got to react to that like that.
Right.
And I feel like with soccer, if you play out there on that field, You have to have skill. Are they gonna drag you?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Your footwork has to be nice. Are you gonna drag you?
Yeah, because you can't.
And you can't hide in soccer.
Yeah. Like you either you gotta be good or you gotta be a really, really good defender.
Yeah.
But even then, if you defend them well, you're gonna get the ball at some point.
Yeah.
So you gotta be able to
do something with it. Are they gonna get you?
Yeah.
When you put it like that, I'm thinking back to baseball now. Like, and even this was something that came up, Reek had brought up. Because he said football, he feels like, you know, for an ordinary person, it's easier for them to go out and just play football.
But to play the offensive line, though, is a lot more different than the rest of football. I will say
that. And football is still
not. Like, so, you have to be and quarterback.
But I'll say with baseball, though, baseball is easier for somebody to just pick up and play baseball. Because there's other aspects.
You say easier?
Easier than soccer, I say that. If he was an ordinary person, let's say if you and me right now,
we're talking about your average athletic person.
Yes,
not somebody that's sorry at everything, not somebody that's really good at everything, just like an average athletic person.
So let's just say us, say all three of us here. I think all three of us would have more success jumping into baseball right now than doing soccer. Well, Reek knows I play soccer, but let's pretend you did. Like, that's me. Because like you said, soccer, I don't know what to do with my feet. Like I can't hide. In baseball, I can hide. Like I can run bases. I know be in the outfield and catch or something. But soccer, I can't hide. They kick the ball towards me. You scoring every single time. You getting by me. You get the ball to me. I'm giving away every time. Like I cannot hide at all.
Yeah. So based off of that, my take on this, and I tell everybody is like, if I'm thinking like an average athletic person, I'm thinking like physically, I think football is actually one of the easier sports physically because like you're only outside of quarterback, you're really only doing, you're playing one position. So you're really only doing one thing. That's either running, which an athletic person can run, an athletic person can probably catch, or an athletic person can do whatever on a football field, just that one position. Now, mentally, I think football is the hardest sport to play.
Yeah.
Because everything happens in football really before the play begins.
Yeah.
And you depend so much on your other teammates in football that you almost, if you know your teammate is not good or is in a bad position or whatever the case may be, you kind of got to cover for them too before the play even begins. So I think mentally it is.
And Reek, I was really against that take you had, which you said this a couple weeks ago, but then we played football and I thought about it. Like, EJ, I hope he's listening right now. I hope he's listening right now.
EJ MJ? Works.
Huh?
You say MJ?
No, E, not MJ. Elijah. He's one of my friends up here. One of our friends up here. Okay. But no, EJ, I'm going to say he's faster than me and he works out more. He's in better physical shape than me right now. But I was able to hang with the guy just because I know football. Like, I know footwork. I know where his hip, when he's turning his hips, I know his way he's going. I know how to cut. I like the mental aspect. I had it there. So I agree with that right there. Like if I don't have, like you don't have to be the biggest, strongest or fastest, and you can still hang with the biggest, strongest, fastest in football.
I admire that, George, because I wish I would have watched film more. I used everything. Me too. I used everything more as just like naturally, my natural, getting talent. Because nobody ever beat me deep. Ever.
Yeah. Because your physical talent can only take you so far.
Exactly.
To a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't do well in the NFL if you don't watch film.
I don't think you can do good in college if you don't watch film. Now you're not a butt nigga truth.
Yeah, to be honest.
You have to be the truth. Like
to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of people also like we also get comments and stuff. From on our videos and sometimes from like our friends, they'd be like, they'll put wrestling in there or golf, just like to give you some other examples of what people have said. What's another sport, Tobias, that somebody has said that's not like an ordinary sport?
Golf. I always say golf. I always put golf in there.
Golf is hard too. And tennis.
Tennis is too. Tennis is hard.
One time I was
MMA, any type of wrestling, MMA, that's hard. That's physically hard.
Stamina, yeah. Like, you always have to defend yourself.
Yeah. And you can, like, get knocked out. Like,
right.
if tennis, but with tennis, like, you have to have, I didn't realize how much stamina you had to have to play tennis. Like, I was around there playing around one time, just, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, it's easy. It got to be easy.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. Like,
and it's a bigger, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I couldn't even, when I was swinging, I couldn't even get the ball over the net sometimes. Like, I was dog tired. Like,
and the court is bigger than you would think.
It is. It's
like, running bigger from one side to the other is, like, crazy.
And I also say this, like, I think every sport should be respected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every sport should be respected because everybody, if you really putting the grind in, everybody going through the grind, you know.
You ready to get canceled? What about cheerleading?
Is cheerleading a sport? Like this. That rah-rah lead cheerleading is not a sport, but that competitive cheerleading is something.
God, yes.
That's some awesome.
Nah, you on side of football please. Let's go. No.
Nah, that's a club. That's a club.
Now the toe touching. And people who can hold them up like that and stuff like that. Okay, but back, I would say this: what is not a sport at all. Because football cheerleading, you still do some a little bit of athletic stuff. Mm-hmm. Basketball cheerleading is not a sport though.
It's a dance.
And to all basketball cheerleaders, I love y'all. The game would not be the same without y'all. But there, it's not a sport though.
No, it's not a sport.
Cool. No, what else is not a sport? Esports.
Say what?
Esports is not a sport. I'll get canceled over that. Like the gaming.
Esports. The gaming. Like video game.
It's electronic sports is what they call it.
You can't be for real.
No, it's like Olympics for that now.
Stop.
That is crazy. They got Olympics for that. That's Olympics for esports, but ain't Olympics for football right now.
That's because no other countries do football. That's the problem.
Yeah, they don't.
It wouldn't even be close.
That's a man's sport, man. Everybody can't. You got to be a grown man to play football in the NFL. And they make, I would say college, because they make the NFL soft, bro.
All these little rules stuff. All right, let's keep moving on to we're going to go over to the NBA now. We can go off top since you want to talk about Ant a little bit. Let's talk about playoff Ant. And I relate to this.
Let me go first. Please, if you don't mind.
He the NBA man, so I'm gonna let you take this over.
Listen, okay. So just to let you know, Anthony Davis is my favorite player. But I claimed Anthony Edwards as soon as he touched foot on an NBA court. When I seen him play, and I saw a little bit of him at UGA. But I'm not a big college sports watcher,
especially basketball.
Yeah, especially basketball when it comes, unless like it got to be like Final Four, then I'll watch it. But UGA is not even a big basketball school anyway. But when I saw Anthony Edwards playing in the NBA for that first time, I was like, this dude's nice, and I like his energy. Like, he don't care about what nobody else say, and then he back it up. Like, it's really Michael Jordan, bro. People have been saying that, and I can see it.
He the third coming of that little, how can I say, that little holy grail. You got Michael, you got Kobe. Now, it's Ant-Man.
Would y'all agree?
They play the same exact way, and they got that dog in them. That boy's a dog, man.
Yeah.
Y'all more NBA than me. I tweeted this, and somebody commented and said I was tripping. I said playoff Ant is better than playoff Jimmy.
I saw your tweet. I would say it's too soon to tell because this is really Anthony Edwards' first real playoff run. So if he would have to do this for twice. Like 3 years, I think, because playoff Jimmy been doing this for like 10 years, really. So he would have to do it more. Now you can say, if, like, say Anthony Edwards was going to win the championship this year or something, you could say this run is better than any run Jimmy Butler's ever had.
Yeah.
But a playoff Jimmy versus playoff Edwards, I would still give it to Jimmy Butler just because he did it longer.
What gives him the play, I think, even playing devil's advocate here, I think what gives playoff Jimmy the edge here is that Jimmy Butler don't care about the regular season. He just turns on a switch. But Ant can do it in both. He'll do it in both through the regular season, and then he'll turn it up in the playoffs right now. That seems like Jimmy don't care about the regular season.
I feel like that should take away from his playoff Jimmy is. His playoff Jimmy moments, though. Because you're not giving me nothing in the regular season. Like, really? Like, most of the time he be hurt. And he don't be giving you nothing. He be scoring like 19, 15. Right. Like, one time I bet on him with Prize Picks, and it was a deal. And that boy, man, he made me so mad, boy. like, I don't know what he did, man. But it was a little, deal
going. And the crazy thing is, if he did care about the regular season, he probably would have a ring by now.
Yeah.
Because, like, they always coming in AC, so their path to the championship is so much harder than it has to be. Because
they'd be, like, scratching and clawing.
Right.
They wait to the playoffs. Like,
right. Scratch and claw. And then once they get there, they play in Milwaukee or Boston first round. And then if they beat them, then they're going on to playing the Sixers or somebody else, and then by the time they get to all the way to the finals, it'd be like they burnt out.
They had nothing for the Nuggets last year.
Nothing at all. Once the Nuggets and the Miami both made it, it was a wrap. Yeah. It was no way Miami was beating Denver last year.
They were too small to begin with, first of all.
Yeah.
They had nobody to handle Big Yoke.
Nobody. And do you think Bam is a better defender than AD?
Ooh. God no.
Thank you.
He say God no.
Like, this is what people don't fail to realize with Anthony Davis. Wimby is a great defender.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert is I don't know how he gets the praise.
I don't know either, but he's not good.
Yeah. He used to be a liability. He's just not now a liability in the playoffs.
Right.
Just not a liability. Anthony Davis, do y'all realize Anthony Davis can guard all five positions?
All five.
Do you realize when Anthony Davis is out of the game, the Lakers' middle is gushy, soft? I'm talking about gushy.
And then they also don't take into account that he's doing this and still has to give you 30 on the other side for the Lakers to have any chance.
And at least 15 rebounds.
If Gobert or Bam or I guess Wimby might start doing it, but the team sucks. But let's just say Gobert or Bam had to give you 30 on the other side too. Their defense would go down.
I agree, but Wimby, that boy bad.
He gonna be nice. Bad.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is with AD, he got to guard all five. AD gonna get you some steals too. Yeah. He gonna block you. He gonna protect the paint. AD is like Steph Curry on the defensive end. Like you have to plan for like AD on the defense.
I like that take.
Like look at how they play AD on the defense.
Yeah,
AD a dog on the defense.
Because it's crazy. Because if you actually like watch the games against the Nuggets, like the series, if you're not watching the game and you just look at the numbers, Jokic had Jokic numbers, but
yeah. You expect that from Jokic.
Yeah, but the thing is, you watching the game. Jokic is not getting those numbers when AD is on the court. Mm-mm. Like, he might be getting an assist because he's passing out of the defense. But, like, them points, AD was locking him up. It's when AD had to go to the bench. And, like, them third quarters, Jokic would get, like, 12 in a row.
And you know what? With Jok, I realized during that series, you have to go at him. You have to make him work on the defensive end. Yeah. Or he's just going to chill on defense. When he get the ball, he's going to do what Jok do.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. When they get close, and he go get it now. He go get it.
That's why it's gonna be tough for Denver against Minnesota, because they just like the 2020 Lakers. They had like a course of big men that can guard Jokic. Like he is never resting on the defensive or offensive side. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what might get them. And really, the Lakers were. If the Lakers just had a closer, they could have won half, if not all, of them games.
Well, you preaching, boy?
No, like, Lord, y'all about that?
Because like Minnesota, Minnesota played the same way the Lakers was playing, but Anthony Edwards is a closer.
Yeah, he closed the show. And this is what I don't like about people, because I feel like they don't know basketball when they say this. It's not that LeBron doesn't have the killer instinct. He's not a closer though. He's the best player in the first is it 48 minutes?
It's 48 minutes total in the game.
Okay, so the first 46 minutes of the game, LeBron's the best player ever. But he's never been a off the dribble or off the ball shooter.
Yeah,
he kind of played like an athletic big man.
Yeah, because a closer really has to know how to shoot.
Like when he's played with a closer like a Dwayne Wade, a Kyrie Irving, Rajon Rondo, because that was their closer when they went in the bubble.
Yeah,
Rajon Rondo. But when you play with somebody like that, we win every time. He win every time.
You saying exactly? I was just out with another friend from school, another Jay. I was out with Jay yesterday, Tobias, and I was literally telling him those exact words, literally just yesterday. Like everything you just said. Oh man, this might be my favorite guest.
I knew he was gonna say. Once you said AD is like Steph Curry, and all that, I was like, oh, he gonna. Once you start talking about AD, I was like, he gonna love
Steph. Everybody else be hating.
All right, so what is y'all prediction for? So it seems like we harping on this AD versus Joker matchup. What y'all think for? It's not AD.
You talking about Minnesota versus
Joker? Yeah, Minnesota versus Joker. Who y'all got? Minnesota or Denver? This matchup.
I'm running with Ant-Man.
I gotta go Ant-Man too now.
Go ahead.
You can go.
This is why. How many people you seen beat Denver in the playoffs at home?
Not many.
And they scored less than 100 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's literally.
They're not scared of them.
What do they need to do, I guess? Last one I asked both of y'all. What do y'all think Minnesota needs to do in order to,
keep doing the same thing? All it takes is defense and a closer to beat them. And to hope, for some odd reason, Jamal Murray turns into prime Steph Curry against the Lakers. but when he plays anybody else, he don't do nothing.
How do you get two game winners in one series?
That's what I'm saying. And in the same way. And then here come Aaron Gordon with 27, and then Michael Porter Jr.
That was wild. Aaron Gordon going off 27. Who got me? I was like, what?
You know who's gonna stabilize him in this series?
Who?
Rudy Gobert.
Gonna stabilize who?
Gordon.
You think so?
They really like same player.
Rick don't like Rudy.
I don't like Rudy either. I feel like he's overrated. I don't like him either. But for what they asked Aaron Gordon to do. Is the same thing Minnesota asked Rudy Gobert to do. So they're going, and I ain't gonna lie to you. Gordon really just be bullying people on the block, dog.
He do.
I don't feel like he can bully Rudy Gobert.
Especially
with Ant-Man in his ear.
Gordon is a big four. Like he's like a stocky four. And he doesn't need to score unless he really has to, but he's the fourth scoring option.
Yeah,
And then really, Naz Reid can guard him too.
Hey, people sleep on him. That boy like that. I think he's the X factor.
For sure. Because Ant gonna get his Gobert and Cat. I don't know if I trust Cat either.
Me either. But this is the thing for me. This is my take on the series, George. I feel like they can keep it close in the fourth. Ant-Man gonna take the heart out of their chest every time. I don't think people realize the energy. He out there busting KD, busting Book, and talking trash. Bro, I've never seen that before. I'm talking, he talking trash in the middle of the game. Like, what y'all gonna do about it? Like,
and they can only smile and
he's so crazy. So crazy.
And they don't wear purple and gold, so Jamal Murray ain't gonna be back and forth with him either.
No. He better keep his mouth closed with that one.
Yeah.
They seem so biggity to me too. I don't like that. I'm ready for somebody to beat them. They seem very like biggity to me.
I gotta delete some tweets about Jamal Murray. I was in a mindset.
You gotta follow him.
It didn't make sense, bro. Like, how you doing this, bro? Like, come on, you're not like that.
We ain't like that. And I don't want to feel like I'm hating on him or nothing, but like, come on, man.
You ain't did this all season. Now all of a sudden, you just like.
Ever since the bubble.
I'm saying. When AD hit that game, went on him.
Yeah. You remember that.
All right. Well, we're gonna transition. So we're gonna do two more. We're gonna skip a couple. We're gonna do one more in NBA, and then we're gonna do quick hitters. So somebody got bounced. Let me not say bounced. Somebody got swept last week, and his name is Kevin Durant. So what does this postseason that like? I guess this whole sweep. What does that do to KD's legacy? I know Reek has something to say on this. I'm gonna let you start it out.
You want me to start it out?
Me or me? Who?
I thought Reek, you we really want to say something about this.
I can say something. So I like KD, but I have to be fair. I believe fair in terms of how I rate everybody else. I believe Giannis is also a little overrated too, because the only reason Giannis even has a ring and has gone past the second round, not the second round, but the only reason he has a ring on that run is because KD's foot is an inch too big.
You better preach, preacher.
Outside of that, the last like 3-4 years, Giannis has gotten out in like the first round. So if I'm sticking with the same hate, I'm not saying hate. We don't have this podcast. Sorry, YouTube. Yeah,
we can't say Google won't let us say.
We don't do that on this podcast. But if I'm thinking the same thing, you take them Warriors years away from KD, he really has been. Now he's been good individually, but as if we're putting you into top 15, top 10 conversations, you got to make other people better, and you got to be a good leader. And
you gotta be an impact.
You're not doing that, and because he wasn't the leader, on Golden State physically or not physically, but like talkatively, that was Draymond, and then play wise, Steph was still the leader, even though KD was better. So it's like, and we see what happened with Boston, broken up. What's going on with the Suns right now? They talking about he about to be broken up again. He left the Warriors for no reason. Okay, see, he was young. I'll give him that, but still, Russ, Harden, and KD.
I still think he should have got it in with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they made it to the finals. They was young, but after that run, it was like everything went downhill from there. So it's like you take away them two, three years from Golden State, and it's just like KD's playoff legacy is very, very minimal.
What you got to say about that? I
feel like KD is the greatest role player of all time.
Wait, no, you got it. This is gonna be a hot take right here. So let's spit.
That's gonna be the title of the video. That's the title.
This is why. Just based off what you just said, bro. Yeah. You have to be that leader, that the galvanizer of the troops. You know what I'm saying? One that everybody wanna run through a wall for, type thing. Right. He's gonna go get you 30 and sit down. And go right. And he'll do it all 15 shots, 15 to 20 shots.
You'd be like, I didn't even know he scored 30.
Yeah, I didn't even see him score 30. He just scored 30. He bad now. One of the best offensive repertoire ever. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
And I'm with you because the 30 isn't like an impactful 30. It's just 30. It's not like 30 when you needed that 30. It's just 30.
When the closeout game with the Timberwolves, he had 33.
Then Booker had like almost 50.
Yeah, he had more than him.
And they still lost.
Yeah.
You got to. And back to what y'all saying, like, to what difference between a role player and an impact player. Like you say, role player, they just do their job. KD's job is to get points, right? But impact
player, get buckets. That's all he do is get buckets.
Exactly. But an impact player, you're able to move. You're able to do this role, do that role, whatever you need at that moment. You're able to do it. Like Ant can do it all. He doesn't have to just sit back and just get smooth 30. He can get 30 when you need it to get. And sometimes he doesn't have to get 30. He can get 15 and then do another role. He's able to move it around.
And think about, look at all KD teams, the OKC Thunder. Mm-hmm. He was the best player on that team, but that was Russ' team.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Warriors, we already know who team that was.
Right.
Brooklyn, they just had a circus going on over there. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And they were just, but they was hooping though. Like, if Kyrie don't get hurt in that Bucks series, they win it all, I feel like.
I do too, and to keep going with what you were saying, that really was more Kyrie's team than KD's team.
Yeah, he wasn't the vocal leader.
Yeah,
he was the Ooh. Hooper. he just came to work. He went home. You know what I'm saying?
That's gonna go viral. I'm not.
He played his role,
and it's crazy because it's like I think GMs know that too, that he's not a leader. That's why teams keep breaking the bank for 10 years down the road just to get superstars around them, because he's not going to lead a team to a championship. Like a,
you know, another thing too, that I feel way. Like that KD, he's good with somebody who's done it before. Who's the leader. You know what I'm saying? Like with Steph, with the Warriors, they done did it before. So mm-hmm. he just filling his role mm-hmm. with the Kyrie thing. I honestly think they were out to get Kyrie with the COVID thing. Because I believe they should have won at least one championship, you know?
Yeah.
They had, sure. Their offensive talent was just, like, crazy, bro.
The one with the Bucks that I was talking about, they should have won that year.
They should have won that year. Yeah.
If KD's foot wasn't – if he would have beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think Harden was playing that game, but he had just came back. Mm-hmm. And then Kyrie would have came back the next series.
And then in next series, they had the Hawks.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
they was beating Hawks.
But I will also say this. With the Lakers, that year, if AD don't get hurt, I don't think Phoenix goes to the finals either.
Yep, me neither. Because I think the Lakers were up 2-0, weren't they?
Or 2-1. Like it was up 2-1.
2-1 and was about to win that game, if I'm not mistaken. Cause the AD get hurt. I forgot how that side of the bracket played out. Obviously, I know the Suns made it, but like I forgot who they played next.
It was the Suns. I'm not sure who they played. They played the Clippers in the semifinals.
That's right. Yeah.
You remember Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell choked.
Yeah, that's true. And that's when they had to blow it up. And so so like the and it's crazy now that you say that AD with AD and LeBron. Outside of injuries and the Nuggets.
That was the year before they won the championship. I thought they was going to win it back.
Yeah, that was the year after they won.
Yeah. I thought it was going to win it back that year.
Oh, yeah.
They shouldn't have blown up that team either, bro.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have
blown up. Who knows? Who knows why they blew
who
it up?
Who blows up a championship team after you win it all?
And it were a bunch of players that would have taken one-year deals. They were like a bunch of max players.
But you know what makes me so mad? KCP over there winning championships with the Nuggets, and it was on our roster. Like, come on, man. Everything the Lakers need, they had on that team. I'm talking about currently control everything they need right now, they had on that team. They need big men, they need perimeter defenders, they need 3-point shooting.
And a point guard in Rondo. Where LeBron doesn't have to do it.
And on that team, Rondo still had at least 2 good years for you. On that team.
Oh yeah. With all he had to do was hit what his best attribute was, and then he could take off time because LeBron could do half of it too. Mm-hmm. Perfect. It's perfect for Rondo.
I'm talking about one of the best floor generals. And another thing too, bro, I would say this, bro, and you might think I'm crazy. But career wise, I think I'd take Rondo over CP3.
Oh.
Career, what do you mean? What do you mean by career wise? Like you would
first rather of all, have Rondo's a dog. That's first of all, Rondo's a dog, and he was key pieces to championship teams.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he was key pieces to championship teams.
So you're saying you would rather have Rondo's career, or you saying Rondo is better?
I think I'd rather have Rondo in general. Because honestly, let's be honest here. What has Chris Paul done for real?
Yeah, no. Depending on the rest of my team, I'd rather have Rondo too. To be honest. Yeah.
Now, somebody to carry my franchise, I would take Chris Paul in his prime. To carry my franchise. Somebody have if I'm building a team and I want a point guard.
Rondo, for sure. Because a point guard first job is to pass.
Yeah. And Chris Paul's a great passer too. What was Rondo's problem at the beginning of his career? He couldn't finish around the basket. He'll give a nasty Euro step, take it up there and miss it.
And he could not shoot. And he could not shoot.
He still can't shoot.
He still can't shoot. But he had Ray
Allen. Playoff Rondo could do it all.
Yeah.
When he scored, another thing too, bro. He snaps in the playoffs.
All right, okay. One more thing too. Now we talk about Rondo and all of this. And then we can move on. Yeah, when Rondo was on the Pelicans with AD and Boogie, that year Boogie got hurt. If the Warriors weren't a thing, I think the Pelicans won the championship that year.
That's a nasty take.
because AD was going insane in the playoffs. Like, I think averaging 40. Drew was averaging like 25. I think Rondo had like a 25 assist game. They swept.
He's a real true
because they swept the Blazers in the first round.
Okay,
and then they got a game on the Warriors, but it was the KD Warriors, so it was like nobody beating them.
It was the KD Warriors.
Yeah, it was KD Warriors, and Boogie was out for the year by that time.
Okay, and so, people sleep on Cousins, man. I don't understand why he don't have a job in the league right now, dog. Like, the Lakers could use him. Like,
it don't make no sense, like, bro.
It don't make no sense. But I wanted the GMs know what they're doing.
No.
It's
rich. They're just people with money. That's all they
are. They're all working together. They never liked Boogie. They never liked him. So as soon as he saw his play decline just a little bit, I think they all just like, ooh, we know him.
All right. This would be good to say, since we're still on these players now. We're getting back there by players. We're going to do it. Would you rather NBA edition here? Now, this ain't going to be like, oh, what I put – you'll see. It says NBA Would You Rather. It's like a Reddit edition. So I saw all these Reddit threads with a bunch of Would You Rather questions. Some of them are crazy. We're going to start with the simple one first. So, one Would You Rather. If you could pick one player to take a winner from half court, would you prefer Steph Curry or Damian Lillard?
You said a game winner?
Yeah, game winner from half court.
Anything beyond arc, I'm taking Steph.
But Dame known for hitting these things now. Dame known for hitting them.
Let me tell you something, George. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter God has ever set foot on this earth. On this earth, okay? So if I have to take my chance, I think I'm going to go with Steph.
Yeah, if I got one shot, I don't know how many times Dame has done it, but if I got one shot, I think, and it's crazy. It's crazy because I think Steph has done it so many times that we forget that he does it so often. Where Dame's is just in bigger moments, if that makes sense. It's like playoff games.
Okay, so y'all both going Steph in that one. All right. Next one is, would you trust? Okay, we just talked about this. I know exactly what y'all say. Do you trust a peak Kawhi or a peak KD more to win you a title?
Kawhi.
No, I want you to think.
Peak KD versus peak Kawhi to win you a title? Yeah. I mean, I guess peak Kawhi did it. that's actually crazy, though.
This was a 2 year ago, so this is
probably, man, I wouldn't trust KD to feed my dogs, man.
if Jalen was on here, he have a fit. Yeah, so he's supposedly a KD fan.
Wow.
We never know him.
Would you prefer to build? All right. Would you rather? Oh, this is a funny one. Would you rather fight three Carmelo Anthonys or three Anthony Davises? Or excuse me, five Carmelo Anthonys or three Anthony Davises?
What?
Says, would you rather fight three Carmelo Anthonys or three Anthony Davises?
I mean, I take the three, I guess. The three, it's less people. You got a gun?
I'm confused. I'm confused with the
question. Oh my God, these are funny. All right. These Reddit ones are funny. All right. Oh God, that's a bad one. All right, let's see. Would you rather? All right, if you had to build a squad from scratch with a view towards competing over the next decade, would you prefer to build around, knowing what you know about their characters and stuff, would you build around Luka or Trae Young?
Why you look like that?
What would you do?
Bro, I feel like that's not even a question, bro.
Jabari, you gonna say Trey?
Well, I know how I feel about Trey.
How you feel about him?
I know I like Trey.
How you feel about him?
So y'all choosing Luka?
Wow. Yeah. 100%.
Choose Trey?
Trey about to get traded.
Yeah, to the Lakers
probably. Hopefully.
Yeah. Trey is like, come on, George, now. Trey is a bucket getter now. Like, I'm not, like, people be trying Trey for real, because I don't know what they want him to do in Atlanta. Like, I don't know what they're expecting out of him in Atlanta.
I mean, they haven't. Do you feel, well, let's put like this. Do you feel like if they'd have put Luka on the Hawks right now, that they'd have been, the Hawks have been much better?
Do you see Luka? Have you seen Luka play?
I mean, I feel like Luka's had more help in Dallas than he's had than Trey's had in Atlanta. That's all I'm saying.
I can't argue that, because he had Porzingis. He's had
Kyrie.
He's still got to give him a chance with Kyrie now, because they still in the playoffs. He's had a young Jalen Brunson. But that's really about it, George.
Who's the biggest star that Atlanta's given Trae Young, though?
DeJounte Murray.
I mean, but also,
exactly.
That's also, Luka's in the West too, which is harder, much harder.
Exactly.
I think Trey, I feel like them making it to the conference finals gave us glasses that we shouldn't have wore. Like, it gave us a vision of something that really wasn't possible. Like, they shouldn't have been there.
And it the Sixers should have dogged them.
Yeah, and it prolonged Trey's era in Atlanta, if that makes sense.
And if they would have given him a team, this would be a much – this wouldn't have been as easy as the conversation y'all think it was. If they would have given Trey a team, like, they gave him chances like they gave Luka. Like, Luka got help. He got help.
But George, he's given us 60-point triple-doubles, George.
I mean, yes. Yes, I get it.
I mean, and Trey did. He did have a nice Capella, a nice John Collins. Who else? He had somebody else that was pretty good there. I'm forgetting. But I mean, it's not like his team. Trey's team wasn't trash. All those years, but it was, I mean, I would say Luka's team is probably better too, but Trey's been in the easier conference also, and they always in the play-in for some reason. They can at least like not be in the play-in.
Okay.
Like a six.
Luka didn't make the playoffs last year, but they didn't make the playoffs this year. So Atlanta, talking about Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying to you, George, is because Trae Young and Luka was traded for at the draft. Like, they was traded for each other. Like, Luka's supposed to be in Atlanta. Trey supposed to be in Dallas. I think Dallas would still be in the position they're in. Would be in the positions Atlanta's in, and Atlanta would be in the position Dallas in if it was swapped.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion on it. I think Luka's the.
You think it'd have been the same? So you saying they both were in the same predicament then? Right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Luka would be Kirko Bands by now if he was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You saw that they put them chains on Caitlin Clark, and they said he's trying to turn Kirko Bands.
Hey.
Kirk Cousins with the chains.
Listen, them old heads did all that talking.
Oh, here he go.
About Caitlin Clark and all these young girls, Angel Reese and all, they're talking about how they young and they will get reality check is coming. Now they come into the league and they make some noise now.
Hey, can I ask something real quick? You say yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is Caitlin Clark the GOAT of college women basketball? In your personal opinion, y'all personal opinion.
I don't think you could be a GOAT, and I think I'm stealing this from First Things First, because I think Chris Bouchard said it. I don't think you could be a GOAT if you didn't win a championship.
I feel like it's
impossible.
Literally, what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Because if you're so great, you should have won the big dance.
Yeah.
If she would have won just one time.
Yeah.
Once. Absolutely. But she couldn't do it. But I mean, think about her, both the time she made it, she brought a scrub team. I'm sorry, no offense to them girls at Iowa, but they were not getting anywhere close to the championship without Caitlin Clark. And then she lost to two super teams. Because LSU last year, that was a super team. That was a bunch of dogs in that team. And this year, South Carolina was possibly one of the best women's college basketball teams you've ever seen assembled.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we talking GOAT, if you got to compare it to LeBron, LeBron's brought team to championships, but he wasn't winning them.
Yeah.
And that works against him.
Yeah. I never really looked at it like that.
Like LeBron, even think about before LeBron won those rings, like, you know, he's at Cleveland stuff.
George, just one though.
She would have won one, if she would have just,
I'm saying though, like, you can't get me one.
I know she's not. I can't call her GOAT. I want to. I really do. I really want to call her the GOAT, but you can't give it to her like that. You can make the argument. You can.
And I feel like it's disrespectful to the women that paved the way to us to call her the GOAT, for them to call her the GOAT. Because you got Cheryl Miller, Breonna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, Maya Moore, Candace Parker.
Oh, Diana Taurasi, they hate that girl. She does. Diana Taurasi hate all the young girls.
See, I think people like took that the wrong way. She didn't say Caitlin Clark in general. She just said all of them. Anybody who comes in the trial.
I'm obviously being overreacting right now. I think Diana Taurasi, she's more of a problem with the hype around it more than the players. Because she feels like these players are getting their flowers right now. Flowers that she didn't get till much later in her career. And they're getting it like right now. Yeah, because
that sounds like she hating it.
That's what I said. I said she hating. Because she came out hating on them girls. So I wish the best to Angel Reese, Leah Boston, Caitlin Clark. I hope all those girls go off.
Yeah. I love Angel Reese, the Bayou Barbie.
Yeah, I like it, bro. She's nice.
She used to play at Maryland.
Yeah. She's from Maryland. She's from Bemo.
Yeah, I watched her when she was. I knew of her when she was at Maryland.
Okay.
I won't even lie and say I was watching college women's basketball games. Like, I don't even know what channel to find them on.
I will say this though, bro. I was more in tune to the women's this year, same. March Madness, than I was the men's.
Same.
The men's
was boring. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It was like,
I can't name you no men's none. Basketball
players. Who gonna be the number one draft pick?
TikToker on Duke with he paints his fingernails and stuff. And that's the only reason why I know of him.
Who gonna be the number one draft pick in the NBA this year? Do we even know? It's crazy. The woman took over the man in amateur sports.
We know who's gonna be the number one draft pick in the women's.
Right, exactly.
Not the number one, bro. We knew the number one, number two, number three, number four. We knew all three. We knew like the first five picks in the WNBA.
You better say it, boy.
But that's good. We're gonna be looking out for them girls. But we got our last segment. Scoot, do you have a favorite verse? Bible verse? Do you know off top of you? I should have told you this at the very beginning. But do you have a favorite Bible verse? Usually read. It's our last thing. If not, it's cool. I read Bible scripture today.
Oh, I don't off the top of my head. Therefore I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Psalm 23.
That's a classic right there.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Psalm 23. Verse 1-6. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Boy, David was spending them bars. Oh my goodness. I read that thing. David was spending bars. A table, and he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
In the presence of my enemies, they all sitting here looking at me eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they have to though.
Yeah,
you gotta watch them eat. You gotta watch them
eat. Watch me eat, boy. Yeah, you got to, but,
all right, we had a very good podcast today. You know, little 3-man episode today with our special guest Scoop. Scoop got to get you back on pretty soon, man. We had a lot of fun. We talked about some NBA. I honestly didn't expect us to talk about too much NBA today, and we did. We talked the whole podcast.
Hey, bro, since high school, bro, I really regret not playing basketball in high school. But I really became a student of the game. Like, I really love watching basketball. I like watching the NBA more than the NFL.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the other way around. I became a student of NFL. I love NFL.
But I love college football though.
Like, you already know I love college football. Hey.
Oh.
Finally got it in, baby. We finally got it in. I can finally sit at the winner's table now.
I guess.
He said, I guess.
Look at his face. He didn't like that.
Hey, listen, we're gonna have to do like maybe instead of a fantasy, we're gonna have to do a what now, like an online dynasty mode with EA college football or something like that.
Okay.
So we're going to do something like that. Have the leaderboards and stuff. We're going to update people every week. We're going to do something like that this summer, maybe.
So how you think y'all looking this year?
we're going to wrap that up for next time. Say your prayers. But all right, until next week, we'll see our next time. We'll see y'all. Take care. Hit the like button, subscribe button. Scoot, tell them about your
Oh yeah! Don't forget to
Tough Gorilla Camp.
Yes, sir. Give us a follow. You can follow us on Tough Gorilla Camp, or Tough Gorilla Camp in Georgia, on Instagram and Facebook. And
what is Tough Gorilla Camp?
We breed dogs. We breed dogs. We're a pet service. We also deliver if you need that. We can deliver nationwide. We ain't got to the other stuff yet, but we didn't live away nationwide, and we're reading the top of the line American Bullies. So if you need an American Bully, we're coming to us.
You know where to go.
You know where to go.
Hey, Mother's Day coming up. Y'all know.
Get with me. I got some puppies available, and my dog Cecil got some. He just dropped a fresh litter out of.
make sure you send us your information. We'll put it in the bio for the video too.
All right, man. I got you.
All right. Until next time, we'll see y'all. Peace.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me on, bro.
Well, he gonna hit the stop.
Oh yeah, I forgot.